Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Today's episode features Lauren Bishop Widener from Eaton and our very own Marcus Jackman from Muncie.
I'm Lauren Bishop Widener. I live in Eaton, Indiana. B.K. Lauren's new novel, Theft, is a slender, unassuming book with a winsome young wolf on its cover. Simply named and simply marketed, the novel grapples with the nature of larceny, petty to grand, in a richly layered story that steals your heart, stimulates your mind, and stirs your soul. The novel opens in 1980 with 12-year-old Willa Robbins and her big brother Zeb double riding a bicycle. These kids are on a mission, and within those first few paragraphs, Lauren establishes who they are and who they'll be. Zeb is cunning, strong, and impetuous, with a deep sense of justice. Willa is keenly observant and deeply spiritual, a lover of natural beauty with a compact, limber body. Next thing we know, the kids have grown up and lost touch with each other. Willa is a respected freelance tracker with a special affinity for a pair of endangered wolves who have defied the odds and learned to survive without annoying the locals. Zeb, we find out early on, has disappeared after confessing to murder. It's up to Willa to use her wildlife tracking skills and knowledge to save the brother she once loved. The novel unfolds from there, gently but firmly nudging the reader toward our shared responsibility to each other and to our world. Like the predators that play prominently into the plot, Lauren leaps soundlessly from past to present, first person to third, Colorado to New Mexico, even Spanish to English, never losing control of the narrative. We crouch and bend with the supple story, glimpsing theft through varied lenses. Parkinson's disease destroys sinew and robs dignity. Real estate developers steal land from both people and wildlife. Disinherited wolves and mountain lions prey on farm animals. Zeb stealthily lowers prices in chain stores. The jaws of a predator are bloody. I love this novel. I love the characters, love the stark beauty of the setting, love the quirky way the plot moves. Mostly, I love Lauren's way with words. Her language buoys the spirit, much like Indiana's own Scott Russell Sanders does, melding natural, spiritual, and social law into a cohesive plea to honor life.
I have something like 15 books by Orson Scott Card in my library. Started reading him in late high school. There's a lot of well-worn tropes that you'll find in Card's work. Misunderstood child genius, forced to mature too soon, sacrifices self, loses innocence. Sometimes his stuff gets very, very strange. I'm looking at you, Songmaster, Heart's Hope, and Worms. But when Card is good, he's very, very good. And Card's work begins and ends with Ender's Game. Ender, or Andrew Wiggin, is a frightfully intelligent young boy who is conscripted by the government, along with hundreds of other gifted kids, to prepare the next generation of space warriors who will fight the sure-to-come next war with invading aliens called the Buggers, or Formix. Now, what makes Ender's Game great isn't that it's amazing science fiction. I think it's actually kind of forgettable in the way that it brings technology into the story and considers how people's lives would change or be impacted through it. It's not great because there's a big plot twist that I know I didn't see coming when I read it the first time. It's not great because it turns you upside down and inside out and makes everything beautiful and rosy at the end, because it doesn't. Nor is it great because of Card's use of the epistolary tradition, introducing each chapter with correspondence between two of Ender's watchers using email. Email! This was written in 1985. What makes Ender's Game great for me is the way that Card brings out the inner landscape of Ender himself. His heartache, his intellect, his decision-making, and his crushing insight. Ender knows people. He understands what they want and how they'll try to get it. That's what makes him so valuable and dangerous, and at the same time, so alone. I'm one of those book geeks that didn't truly enjoy the Lord of the Rings movies anywhere near as much as I enjoyed the books. And right now, I understand, they're filming a movie version of Ender's Game. I honestly don't know if I'll be able to watch it. I'm Marcus Jackman for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Just visit our website, indianapublicradio.org, for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.